Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi State Fair. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, the Mississippi State Fair is coming up again. Tell me about the upcoming Mississippi State Fair, and what can people expect to see?
Well, Amy, the Mississippi State Fair takes place in Jackson, right off of Interstate 55, and the dates are October the 4th through the 15th. That's a opening on a Wednesday and closing on a Sunday. During the 12 days of the fair, there are lots of activities for people to come out and participate in, lots of entertainment and things to do out on the Midway. And here today, we're going to talk about some of the 4-H youth livestock shows and activities.
So what types of livestock shows and activities go on during the state fair?
So we have a lot of junior 4-H and FFA livestock shows that'll take place during the state fair. Our state fair for livestock shows is sort of divided into two weekends, and we'll go into that discussion a little bit further in a few moments. There are also several open livestock shows that take place for some of the breeds, particularly in cattle, and we even have an open hog show. And then we have a few educational contests that'll go on during the fair as well.
It sure seems like there are a lot of events and activities that go on. Can you give me a brief rundown of the schedule?
The first weekend of the fair, all of our cattle and sheep will be exhibited that weekend. So they have to be on the fairgrounds by Friday, October the 6th. Then on Saturday, October the 7th, we'll start our morning with our junior market steer show and follow that up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with our junior lamb show. Then on Sunday, October the 8th, we'll have our beef showmanship contest that'll take place during the day. We'll have probably 300 or 400 young people exhibiting beef cattle in that showmanship competition. And then on Monday, October the 9th, we'll have our junior commercial beef heifer show followed by our purebred beef show. We'll have probably 700 cattle being exhibited that day, lots of good quality from top to bottom. And then we'll also have our junior market hog show on that Monday, October the 9th. Then we'll have a couple of days where we don't have a lot of livestock shows or activities on the grounds. And then we'll pick back up with our dairy cattle and our goats coming in on Thursday, October the 12th. And then Friday, October the 13th, we'll have our goat showmanship and our commercial meat goat doe show. We'll also have a junior dairy goat show, and then on Saturday, October the 14th, we'll have our junior dairy cattle show as well as our junior market goat show. So we've got lots of different types of animals that'll be on the grounds and available for people to come out and watch our young people work with them.
And I understand there are other contests that are part of the Mississippi State Fair. Tell me about those.
During the first weekend of the fair, before our beef showmanship contest, we'll hand out awards for our replacement beef heifer development contest. That's a tremendous contest that actually takes place a little bit before the fair, but we recognize our winners at the state fair, where we'll have a large crowd. We do have several types of educational contests, and really one in particular is a junior dairy quiz bowl. That's where a team of two will get together and go through a bunch of Jeopardy-style matches and take a little quiz about dairy cattle. We also have some princess and sweetheart contests. We'll have some junior and senior 4-H young ladies compete to win in those events. And one attraction that really brings out a lot of people is our Pretty Cow contest. On Friday night, October the 13th, at 7 o'clock, we'll have our Pretty Cow contest in the judging arena. And that's where some of our young people will actually dress up their dairy cow and have that animal exhibited for a fun competition.
So if people want to learn more about the Mississippi State Fair, where should they go?
You can go to extension.msstate.edu. Once you get to the Extension homepage, click the link for 4-H, then go to the 4-H Livestock Program and Youth Livestock, and there you'll be able to find a copy of the premium book with a detailed schedule.
Okay, and the premium book might not be up right now, but it will be.
That's correct. It'll be up as soon as I can get it there.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.